Dreamscape presents Head Over Wheels by Samantha Chase. Narrated by Mackenzie Cartwright.
1.
Well, what do you think?
Danielle Perry had overseen the restoration of dozens of classic cars since coming to work for Malcolm & Son Restoration, but this was the first time the sight of a finished car brought tears to her eyes. This one was personal. She had felt a connection to this car from the beginning that had her feeling overly emotional, and she was not an emotional person. Ever. Staring down at the black and white photograph in her hand, she blinked away the tears.
Danny?
Beside her stood Malcolm and Son. Well, Malcolm Sr. and Malcolm Jr., such as they were. Malcolm Sr. had started his classic car restoration business back in the 90s. The man lived, breathed, ate, and slept classic cars, so it was no wonder he passed his love of all things automotive onto his son. Looking up, she met Malcolm Jr.'s eyes and felt herself blush. Averting her eyes quickly, she cleared her throat. She looked at the photo and then back up at the car before saying, "It's perfect." The next time she looked up at father and son, she saw the look of relief on both of their faces. "Seriously, you guys outdid yourselves. This car is, well, it's a dream." Malcolm Sr. smiled broadly before coming to stand beside her. Wrapping an arm around her shoulders, he hugged her.
"Don't sound so surprised," he teased.
"I'm not," she replied, stepping away, her eyes wide. A nervous laugh was out before she could stop it. "I'm just..." She paused and collected her thoughts. "It's like part of this photo has come to life." Both men nodded. The truth was, it was simply a coincidence that the 1960 Corvette convertible was the same one from the photo in her hands. Her grandparents and great-grandparents were in the photo. Her grandfather purchased the car back in 1962 to soup it up for the sake of racing it. He never got it onto a track, but the picture was a snapshot in time, where everyone was young and carefree and enjoying the possibilities of a great car. Her old Italian great-grandparents were in the front seat wearing sunglasses and giant smiles. It was a great photo. It was a great car. And if she didn't get her head out of her butt, it was going to be the reason she turned into a blubbering mess. Straightening, she cleared her throat. Okay.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?